Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Celebrate Our God-Given Freedom and Faith While Honoring Our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello there and welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. So glad to have you with me today. We are going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about how to find greater joy in life. Oh boy, that is something that I've been struggling with for years, but I am pleased to let you know that I have the secret. I've boiled it down to five simple steps to find, or I should say, to connect with that joy that is already inside of you. I know that's unbelievable when you think about it, but it is so true. Joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we've talked about that before on the program. Therefore, if you're baptized, you have already received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us when we're baptized. And that Holy Spirit gets strengthened when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. Therefore, we already have joy in us. The problem is, external circumstances sometimes distract us and we lose the connection with that joy of the Holy Spirit. Today, I'm going to give you five simple steps that will allow you, and I promise they're going to be simple. You know me, I don't like to complicate it. I'm going to give you five simple steps to help you connect with that joy of the Holy Spirit. In a few minutes, we're going to pray. And that's one of the favorite parts of the program. I should say one of my favorite parts of the program. We're going to pray. But before I do that, I want to thank you for helping me spread the word about the Gary Zimek Show. I'm so excited that the show is now being carried by multiple Catholic radio stations around the country. Please continue to let people know about the program. If you want me to come to speak at your parish or your conference, just connect with me at followingthetruth.com. While you're there, you can find my blog, you can find information about my books, you can see video samples of the talks that I give around the country. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you have any questions, you can also email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. It's simple, right? Gary@followingthetruth.com. Or you can go directly to the website, followingthetruth.com, and click on contact and contact me through the website. So it's real easy to get in touch with your buddy Gary, and I would love to hear from you. If you enjoy the show, let me know. If you don't like the show, you could be gentle, but still, I would love to hear from you. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, with that in mind, before we actually begin to talk about joy, let's pray. And as I always tell you, this is an incredible privilege. Right now, I want us to pause for a minute and recognize that we're in the presence of Almighty God. Our Heavenly Father is here with us right now. And I can say that with confidence wherever you are, your Heavenly Father is with you, as is Jesus and as is the Holy Spirit. So we are in the presence of the Trinity right now. Let's remember that and begin with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, you are all good, you are all powerful, you are all loving. Father, to you is due glory and honor, and we give that to you today. We praise you, Father. We thank you for creating us. We thank you for giving us a new day. Every day that you give us, every hour of every day, every minute of every hour of every day is a blessing from you. So we thank you for allowing us to be alive. We thank you for giving us the ability to praise you, to thank you And Father, we ask that all of our actions this day and every day bring glory and honor to you. Please use us, Father, as your instruments so that we can go out into the world and share your good news with everyone we meet. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument today on the program. Use me to spread your message. You have a plan. I don't want to get in your way. So, Father, please use me as your instrument to talk about joy today. So many of us look for joy, and we look to all the wrong things. We look externally. If something feels good, I want to keep doing it because it makes me happy. But, Father, you are the true source of joy. You're the source of authentic joy. And through you, we can have that joy which will last and is not dependent on what happens around us. Please increase your joy in us, Father. We lift up everyone who is listening to this program right now. I ask you, Father, to bless us, to protect us, to keep us faithful to you at all times. And Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. Thank you for listening to the Gary Zimak Show. I get so excited when I record these programs. It really is an honor to be with you to talk about the Lord and how he can help us. We lose sight of that so many times throughout the day, don't we? We get blindsided by a problem, a flat tire, a leaky roof. This is something that I've been dealing with. I've had a roof issue that's been driving me crazy. But then, you know, it really is up to me to reclaim my joy. The joy's there. These things we worry about, be honest, most of the things that take away our joy in life, they're temporary, aren't they? I know they have to be dealt with, and I'm not saying we don't deal with our problems, but really, nothing should be able to take our joy away. So it's just a matter of getting that focus back, and that's what we're going to do today on the program. We're going to talk about five ways to find greater joy today. Not tomorrow, not after months and months of praying, but today. There are things you can do to increase your joy today, and that's what we will be talking about. So let's get to it. Remembering that, of course, the joy that I'm speaking about today is the lasting, authentic joy that flows from the Holy Spirit. So see if you can follow me here. This is really simple. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Again, that is something we forget all the time. I am very aware of it right now because I'm working on a new book about the Holy Spirit, specifically the fruits that come from the Holy Spirit. So I'm really in Holy Spirit mode now. But it's really great because so many times, what do? We try to be good Christians. We try to listen to Jesus on our own. We're just going to muscle it out. We're going to get through this. We're going to be good. We're not going to shoot off our mouth. We're going to trust. We're going to have joy. I'm going to force myself to do it. Guess what? It doesn't work. You might be able to squeak by for a minute or two, but you're going to end up falling on your face if you do it that way. That's why Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. So we have the very Spirit of Jesus inside of us, dwelling inside of us to help us. So you wake up one morning, say tomorrow morning, maybe you woke up this way today, you open your eyes and you think, oh man, I'm tired, I don't want to get up, I don't like the weather, it's too hot out, it's too cold out, whatever it is, right? And that joy is already gone. You're already defeated as soon as you open your eyes. What just happened there? Well, I'll tell you what just happened there. You took your eyes off of the Lord and that joy that he gives you. See, here's the deal, and believe me, I'm guilty of this. I do it all the time. You focus more on your problems or on external things than you do on what you have inside of you. You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you. You've got a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose from the dead to allow you to make it to heaven. He opened up the gates of heaven for you. You have a heavenly Father who cares for you, who cares about all of your problems, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-loving. That's your Father. And he cares about you. And if you think about that, you're going to be more joyful than if you don't, right? It only makes sense. But what happens is we often focus on the things that take our joy away. We lose the joy that the Lord has inside of us. Joy is a choice. It doesn't feel like it. And this is not a cop-out. This is not some fluffy sentiment that I have for you today. This is legitimate. Because so many times, what do? We listen to the world, and the world can be a very cynical place. We've got a lot of people out in the world who are not happy at all, who are miserable, and who want to bring you down. Don't fall for it. Together, we're going to talk about how to find that joy today. So let's get right to it. I have 5 steps. They're simple. You can put them into practice today. You're going to love the first one because it's something that's so easy. We almost never think of it. You ready? 5 ways to find greater joy today. Number 1, stop complaining. Oh boy, here we go, right? How many times do we launch into complaining? Again, I gave you that example. You wake up in the morning, it's too hot in the house. It's too hot outside. It's too cold. I don't like my job. I'm tired. I wish I was on vacation. I wish I had more money. I wish I had a different car. I wish I had a different house. We complain about so many things. So hypothetically, imagine this. You go to daily mass, which is a great thing. We're going to talk about that a little later. That's one of the steps to help you connect with Jesus. If you are able to get to daily mass, please do it. But even if you go to daily mass, or it's Sunday mass, this might happen. Does this sound familiar? Oh my goodness. Father so-and-so, he talks too much. He's so boring. He's so out of touch. He talks too little. His homilies are too short. His homilies are too long. He's too liberal. He's too conservative. We complain even when we go to church. And then there's that person who's in church who is a real hypocrite, right? Come on, you know I'm talking to you. We complain about our priests. We complain about our fellow parishioners. We complain about the drivers as we're driving to Mass to participate in the ultimate act of worship and to receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We complain. We complain about so many things. There's not enough parking at church. It's too long of a drive. Why can't we have 2 masses every day instead of 1? Right? We complain. Complaining is lethal. Nothing will get rid of your joy faster than complaining. It serves no purpose, and it's also offensive to God. And if you have any doubt about that, open your Bible to the book of Numbers and take a look at what happened to the Israelites when they complained too much while they were wandering in the desert. I'll give you a hint. A whole generation got wiped out for complaining. Now, you might say, that's not fair. Well, obviously, God was trying to make a point. And we're dealing with people who are living amongst other people who worshiped false gods. Remember, you and I, we've been at this business for a lot longer than the Israelites were. God had to show them. He had to guide them. He had to show them how they should worship him. And he wanted to make the point that grumbling and complaining is not a good thing. If you think about this logically, if you wake up in the morning and you start complaining about your day and that you're tired and that you have too much to do, you're really complaining to God who just gave you a new day. So we can flip that around, and the second step is all about gratitude. We can flip that around and start to learn to be grateful for what we have instead of complaining. But this first step is even simpler than that. I'm not even saying to do anything. All I'm saying is stop complaining, because it really doesn't do any good. And you know what? I am fighting this battle myself right now. And I am forcing myself to, as St. Paul said in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 14, to do all things without grumbling or questioning. Just try that. That in and of itself, that one step in and of itself, should be enough to bring you greater joy today. And how simple is that? You have nothing to lose by not complaining today. Give that a try. And you might need, and I recommend that you pray for the grace to be able to remember this and to carry it out. Don't complain. And see what that does for your joy. Now let's move on to the second step. See, I told you these were going to be simple. This is not difficult. The second step has to do with gratitude. Count your blessings. Here's something to remember. Joy and ingratitude cannot coexist. Either I'm grateful or I'm not grateful. if I am not grateful, and when I'm complaining, I'm not grateful. If I am not grateful, if I am not filled with gratitude, there is no way I'm going to be joyful. That's going to make me miserable. Unless you're able to cultivate this attitude of gratitude, you're never going to be able to fully experience the joy of the Holy Spirit. And in all honesty, gratitude's not something that comes naturally to me. It really isn't. I'm a complainer. I'm a griper. I'm somebody who has this tendency to find fault, to be cynical, to look at the glass as being half empty instead of half full. That's my nature. But that doesn't mean I can't overcome it. I force myself when I wake up in the morning now, and I'm not saying this to try to brag, because this is certainly nothing to brag about. The fact that I'm forcing myself to do it should tell you something about me. That shows you that I have a ways to go. But I force myself to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this day. And there's a lot of times I'm saying that with my eyes half open, you know, because I'm really tired in the morning. I thank the Lord for giving me a new day. I thank him for letting me get out of bed. There's a lot of people who would love to get out of bed but can't do it. I thank him for giving me a roof over my head. And again, we can easily start complaining about our homes. We might want a bigger house. We might want more money in the bank, but I thank the Lord for what little I have in the bank. I thank him for my car. I thank him for my wife, my children. I thank him for the fact that I have food to eat, for hot and cold running water in my house. A lot of people don't have that. I thank him for air conditioning. I thank him for heat. I thank him for my eyesight, for my hearing, for my voice. I mean, literally, I go through a list. And I ask the Holy Spirit to give me new ideas, because there's so many things that I'm not even aware of that I should be thankful for. But when you start doing this, you begin to become more grateful. When you become more grateful, you guessed it, you're going to become more joyful. So far, two steps. Number one, stop complaining. Number two, count your blessings. Find something. I'm not in a hospital. I don't have cancer. And again, you may be in a situation where you have a very difficult illness. I understand that. But you can find something. The mere fact that I'm alive, be thankful for that. The fact that I have a Father in heaven who listens to me and who wants to help me and who protects me. The fact that I have a Savior, Jesus Christ. You've got that. I know you've got that. The fact that you have the Holy Spirit, you can be thankful. The fact that if you're able to practice your faith without persecution, something to be thankful for. The Holy Spirit has ways to enlighten us, to give us ideas of things to be grateful for. And the more you make that list and you go through that list, the more grateful you'll be. And guess what? The joy flows from that. Okay, so we have two steps. The third step, this is one that I believe in wholeheartedly. For many years, I did not do this, but now I don't know how I got by without it. Read Scripture. Because every time you read the Bible, you have an encounter with the Lord. We lose sight of that fact. Sometimes we view the Bible as just another book. The Bible is not just another book. When you read from the Bible, what's happening? The Lord is speaking to you. That's a great opportunity. And how does joy fit into that? Jeremiah 15:16. So the prophet Jeremiah, in the 15th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, verse 16, said this: your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became a joy to me and the delight of my heart. Jeremiah is talking about the word of the Lord bringing him joy. If you read the Bible, you're going to start to be joyful. Now, you may say, Gary, I'm not familiar with the Bible. And I hear this a lot, especially as Catholics. We are not used to reading the Bible. A lot has changed in the time that I've been alive. That more and more Catholics are reading the Bible. We've got so many great Bible studies in our churches. People are getting more accustomed to reading the Bible. But where do you start? The Bible is a difficult book. It's not, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that the Bible is easy to understand. It's not. So you've got to start gradually. I think one of the greatest places to start is with the daily Mass readings. And you can find the daily Mass readings online. EWTN.com has the Mass readings, as does USCCB.org, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. You've got magazines such as Magnificat or The Word Among Us, where you can have access to the daily Mass readings. Start there and let the church lead you through the Bible. It's a great way to do it. How long is that going to take? 5 minutes, 10 minutes max to read the daily mass readings. You're not going to understand everything. That's okay. Ask the Holy Spirit to let you understand what you're supposed to understand. There are things in the readings that I don't understand, and maybe I'm going to figure them out someday. I will never fully understand every little detail contained in the Bible. But that's okay. I don't have to. That doesn't mean the Lord can't speak to me. So make sure you find some time to read Scripture every day. Step four, live in the moment. Now, and I love this one because, again, this is not something that comes naturally for your buddy Gary. This is something that I had to work at. I think one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves, or I really should say Satan tells us, because the devil loves to tell us this lie, is that we can't experience joy if we're in the midst of an ongoing problem. In other words, I've got a crisis in my life, maybe a health issue, maybe I'm worried that one of my children has strayed, they're away from the church, or there's a rift in a relationship I have, or maybe I'm in a job that I can't stand. We believe this lie that we can't experience joy as long as we have an unresolved problem in our life. It's nonsense. It's not true. Because joy is not dependent on external circumstances. That true joy that we have comes from the Holy Spirit, right? So therefore, I can seek that joy. I can choose to seek that joy from inside. I've got a daughter who has autism, and this has been a source of difficulty for my wife and I for many years. This problem isn't going away anytime soon for us, but that doesn't mean we can't carve out little chunks of happiness along the way. You could take a walk, you can enjoy the sunrise, have a nice cup of coffee, you could spend some quiet time in prayer, you can even turn the TV on and relax. Yes, that is okay. It's okay to listen to music or turn the TV on and just carve out that moment of joy, even though you still have a problem that is not fixed. Again, what does the world tell us? The world tells us that the only way we can experience joy is if we have zero problems in our life. Guess what? That's not going to happen ever. We'll always have a problem. So we can access that joy no matter what's going on in our life. Jesus tells us to enjoy the present moment. In his Sermon on the Mount, what did he say in Matthew 6:34? Don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. But see, what we do is we often let our potential problems, maybe it's something that we know is happening. Maybe we have a doctor's appointment and we don't want to deal with it. We're going to hear some news that we might not want to hear. Maybe we're just playing the what if game. What if I lose my job? What if my car breaks down? What if I can't pay my bills next month? And when we project like that into the future, we lose our joy in the present moment. I am not saying to bury your head in the sand. I'm not saying to ignore your problems. But what I am saying is to choose joy in the present moment, because to be honest with you, nobody has any guarantee of tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. The Lord gave us this moment. Enjoy it. All right? Again, look, we've done four of these. So far, every one of these is doable. We might not want to do these steps, but we can pull off every one of these. And the fifth step, and I'm not saying there are not more steps. There could be more steps, but these five are going to get you started. The fifth step, stay close to Jesus. If you make it a point to continually seek Jesus through prayer and the sacraments, you're going to experience an increase in joy. And again, I mentioned daily mass. Daily mass is very powerful. You're going to get grace when you receive the Eucharist. Also, if you are able to get to confession frequently, that's going to make a big difference in your life. A lot of times what happens is a past sin robs us of the joy that we want. Don't let that happen. Go to confession. Spending time in the presence of Jesus through the Eucharist, through the sacraments, Eucharistic adoration, through prayer, that can be a source of joy. There you go. Five steps to help you increase your joy. And as I said, these are not difficult. Number one, stop complaining. We could do that today. Number two, count your blessings. Number three, read Scripture. Number four, live in the moment. And number five, stay close to Jesus. If you begin to do these things, you are going to connect with that joy of the Holy Spirit that's coming from inside of you. And, you know, we don't have to manufacture joy. I'm not saying go out and look for it, because any joy that you look for outside, that's just temporary. That's temporary joy, and that's dependent on external circumstances. What I'm looking for is that joy that can't be taken away from me, that even though I am having a difficult time, even though I might be sorrowful, I might be crying, I might have lost a loved one, those things are going to happen. You can still experience not a giddy type of joy where you're doing cartwheels and jumping up and down, but a quiet, a calm joy that goes along with that relationship that you have with Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit that dwells in you. That's what I'm talking about with this kind of joy. So give those things a try and see what happens in your life. This is a topic that I wanted to talk about for a long time. I'm going to be writing more about this, so stay tuned to followingthetruth.com. Follow my blog there, which, by the way, you can get my blog emailed to you every day for free by going to followingthetruth.com. Click on the button, sign up for the blog, and I'm going to write about this more, because I really believe that so many of us struggle with this idea of finding joy, and it's not really that difficult if we know how to do it. These steps are going to get you started. If you have any comments, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I also want to encourage you to, if you're able to help support my full-time ministry by going to followingthetruth.com and consider making a donation or becoming a monthly sponsor. That would really help. For as little as $10 a month, you could really help me out. I think that comes out to 33 cents per day. You could really help me to sustain my full-time work for the Lord. And again, I'm not asking you to put yourself in jeopardy financially or anything, but if you can, it would really help me out. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Also, if you'd like me to speak at your parish or your conference, I'm lining up parish missions for 2020 and beyond right now. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to bring me out as a speaker. And if you have any comments about the program or anything else you'd like to run by me, just send me an email either through the website followingthetruth.com or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Believe it or not, I always say this, but it always catches me by surprise. Believe it or not, we are just about out of time. I want you to know that I'm praying for you every day, and I would ask if you'd be so kind that you would please pray for me. I would really appreciate that. I look forward to joining you again, God willing, next week on the Gary Zimek Show. And I ask you, if you would, to help me spread the news about this program. Let your friends know that they can listen through the podcast, through Podbean or Stitcher or iTunes. You can also listen to the program on many Catholic radio stations around the country. Let people know about this program. That would really help me out. And maybe we could spread a little joy to people who really need to hear the good news. Does that sound good? Again, thank you for tuning in to the show today. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. And again, as I said, God willing, I look forward to catching up with you next week on the program. Now, when I close, I always like to say the same thing, because I really mean this. Until we meet again, this is your buddy Gary Zimek, reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, I want you to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Look forward to catching you next time on the Gary Zimek Show. Have a wonderful day. And God bless you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bach with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.